This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. After lots of praise from critics in New York, a play set in Detroit, written by someone from Detroit, is coming to Detroit. The play is Skeleton Crew. The playwright is Dominique Morisseau, and she joins us now. Hi there. Congratulations on the success of the play.
Hi. Thank you so much. And what a beautiful job you did on my name.
So set it up for us. What is Skeleton Crew about?
So Skeleton Crew is a peek into the world of the auto industry, but not the big three that we and the big factories that we come to know. This is about a small fictional stamping plant, and that is one of the last exporting plants in the city. And so it's looking at a group of workers who sort of have become like a working family, and what happens when their plant threatens to close. And it sort of looks at them on both sides of the line. You know, there's a white-collar worker and the blue-collar workers, and kind of what happens when their family unit is threatened with the news of the closing, and how their personal lives are also threatened with that news.
You've got four characters, one set, this break room. How do you keep the attention of an audience with those limits?
Oh, my gosh, incredibly. you have to increase the action and the drama, and you have to sort of make that space that they're in have, like, a ticking time bomb to it. So every time someone's in there, the pressure is, like, turned up a notch in the room, you know? And so we're watching them, you know, almost explode under the pressure that's turned up in each scene. I think it's one of my most riveting plays in that way, that there's actually so much action and it's only very small few elements going on.
I read a review in the New York Times which said the, quote, production gently confounds expectations. To me, that's not faint praise. What did you do to confound expectations?
It's funny because I don't read reviews, so I have no idea what any of these reviews say except for the sound bites that go on the posters. And so what I do know is that I can tell you about my process, you know, and I spoke to many people. First of all, I have nothing but a ton of auto workers in my family, you know, on all sides of it, you know, people that for years worked very much like some of my main character, Faye, that worked in her world and, you know, was, you know, maybe a union rep or did that kind of stuff, you know. And then I have people that worked, you know, in management and worked in middle management, upper management. And so I talked to a lot of people in my own family who allowed me to pick their brains. And I took their eyes and their ears, and I just sort of mixed it all up in a bag of stuff, you know, and in a bag that I could put a little bit of explosives in and see what happens when I do that. You know, I think that's what good storytellers do. They take ordinary people and they put them into a situation where they're in an extraordinary moment or having an extraordinary day and see how they respond to an extraordinary circumstance. And so that's what sort of how I've been able to tackle Skeleton Crew.
I was wondering if you had a personal connection. I was going to ask about that. There are a lot of people in Michigan who can relate to a plant shutting down.
Yeah.
Of these four characters, can you tell us a little bit about the tension you create?
Yes. Well, I'll try to do so without really giving away the plot, you know, because there's a lot of surprises and turns in the plot. But, you know, we have four characters. A woman, Faye, she's probably our main eyes and ears. She's, you know, in her late 50s, early 60s, and she's been working in the plant for 29 years, and she's about to hit 30 at the end of the year, and she's concerned about them shutting down before she hits her 30 years. And she's sort of like, you know, the matriarch of the team. You know, she's I call it the quick mouth, quick fire, you know, matriarch of the room. Then we have a character, Dez, who's in his, you know, early 30s, and he's just, you know, he has his own opinions. You know, he's a young hothead worker who has very different opinions about the UAW than obviously Faye. Faye is our union rep. You know, Dez buys into his job, but he doesn't. He has one foot in, one foot out, because he has all these dreams of entrepreneurship and of starting his own garage. And so when we're in the stakes of the story, Dez, you know, has some things that he bumps up against with our other characters in terms of his ideology. we have our character, Shanita. She's in her late 20s, and she is very pregnant. So she is working this very hard, laborious work with a pregnant belly because she's concerned about taking off too early. She needs all the money she can get. She's also like the do-gooder, hard worker who really loves her job and believes in it to the fullest and you know, was born to work in the auto industry in her mind. And then we have Reggie. That's our fourth character. Reggie is on the other side of the line. He's the foreman. But Reggie has a relationship with these workers because of Faye, because Faye helped him get his job. And so when the news of the plant shutting down hits, Faye and Reggie and their opposite sides of the line and their opposite allegiances are going to really come to a head, and they're going to have to decide where they stand with all this news and with each other personally.
The play, Skeleton Crew, will be performed at the Fisher Music Center by the Detroit Public Theater for 4 weeks. The first performance is tomorrow. We've been talking with its playwright, Dominique Morisot, who's written herself yet another successful play. Again, congratulations, and thanks for bringing Skeleton Crew to Michigan.
Thank you so much.